And welcome to another exciting Saturday Night Wine Stream and another exciting episode of Drink with Rick. I'm Rick, and tonight, well, I have a little, you notice it's a half a bottle here. Yeah, I'll tell you all about it in just a moment. Yeah, I've cut down on my drinking, sure. If you're just joining me, of course, this is Drink with Rick on the Saturday Night Wine Stream. This is a stream of consciousness kind of show. I have an empty pad of show notes. Normally I have them filled, but this is a totally empty pad, sort of like my empty head tonight. And that's what we're going with because we are not in the usual studio. You know, not my home studio. If you notice behind me, there are no bottles of wine. Why is that? Yellow. Yeah, I know this looks kind of bleak. We are streaming live from Hilton, Orlando. Yes, we are at PodFest 2022 in Orlando. We are streaming live at PodFest. And this is kind of a treat. We weren't sure we were going to try it out, but we weren't sure what to expect. And we're still not sure what to expect. I don't know how well this is going to work because the bandwidth, I don't know about that. But here we are, and we're doing it live, and I'm pretty excited about it. My producer, Tommy, is behind the... he's back there. You can't see him. He's waving. But I'm glad he's here because for the first time, I'm not having to worry about the switching and all that sort of thing. I can concentrate on the show. Now, if you're watching me for the first time or for the 162nd time, because I do believe this is the 162nd episode of the Saturday Night Wine Stream of Drink with Rick. And if you're watching this, as I said before, this is a stream of consciousness kind of show. And this show is not about me, and the show is somewhat about the wine, but the show is really about you and me getting together on a Saturday night, kicking back, relaxing with our favorite libation, whatever it is, and just having a good time. Now, you don't have to drink wine. If you don't like wine, it's okay. You can drink beer, you can drink tequila, you can drink gin like my son had last night. You can drink water. It's fine. Fruit juice is good. As long as we're right here together, drinking together, and have a great time. Now, there are a couple of little rules here. No politics, no religion. This is about bringing people together. And that's what wine does. Wine brings people together. And that's what I'm trying to do with the show. So we talk about things and chat about things that are going to bring people together. Okay? That's how it works. Those are the ground rules. But having said that, you just get in the chat and talk to me. Tell me how you're doing. Tell me what you're drinking. Tell me what you're not drinking. Tell me what you'd like to be drinking. Tell me what you'd like to see me drinking. And if I can afford a bottle of it, I'll see if I can get one and drink it too. Now, as I said just a few moments ago, we are live at Hilton Orlando. This is in Orlando, Florida, right off I-Drive. And we are here for PodFest 2022. And Tommy and I, of course, are longtime podcasters. Tommy's been podcasting for 12 years. I've been podcasting for nearly 16 years. And we attend PodFest every year that we can. Now, we weren't able to attend it the last couple of years because of COVID. But we are here tonight. We are really excited about it. In fact, everybody at PodFest is really excited because finally, we're able to get together live and in person, meet new friends, old friends, you know, just kind of get together after 2 years of being cooped up, I guess, and doing everything virtually. It is really refreshing to be here live and in person. So we're pretty excited about that. And to celebrate, we have some wine. Now, to get to the wine, tonight I have this. It's called Wild Horse. It's a Pinot Noir. I'm going to hold it up there so you can see it. Yes, if we can get a close-up on it. I don't know if we can get a closer shot on it. But can you see the label? And I'm going to read the back of the label as best I can here. Central Coast Pinot Noir, named for the wild Mustangs that roamed the nearby hills, Wild Horse Winery and Vineyards has been crafting wines for over 30 years. Aromas and flavors of strawberry, black cherry, vanilla, and spice make this silky Pinot Noir a favorite to pair with roasted pork tenderloin or grilled salmon. WildHorseWinery.com And according to this, there is, where's the, I don't see the ABV about, no, that's not it either. It must be on the front or on the side. Yeah, it's on the side. It's on real small, 13.5% alcohol by volume. And this is not your typical 750 milliliter bottle. This is a 375 milliliter bottle, which means that it takes about two of these to make one 750 milliliter bottle with my, just using my advanced math skills. But the reason for this short bottle, this little bottle, is because that's what they're selling over here in the scratch market. The scratch market is a little shop. It's open 24/7 and, they serve, some, burgers and pizza and things like that. And they sell some wine that to take up to your room. And, they didn't have any full bottles. I'm kind of glad they didn't, because this little bottle of wine was not cheap. It was not cheap at all. Now, keep in mind, we are at a resort. We're at a resort just outside of Disney. Actually, we're just outside of Universal Studios in Orlando, Florida. My hometown, pretty much. And where I've lived for 35 years. And where both of my children were born. And where we got married, where my wife and I were married. That's been our home for a long, long time. And we moved to Charlotte, North Carolina. And we've been there for, you know, over 15 years. So, coming back to O-Town is quite refreshing. I'll tell you all about that in just a little bit. A little bit of a shock, a culture shock there, because we hadn't been here in a little while. But I'll tell you what was really shocking was the prices of these wines. Now, yeah, we are in a resort. It's not, you know, I mean, touristy area, tourist resort. So we're paying tourist prices for tourist fare food. So I expected it to, you know, not be cheap. I knew the wine was going to be a little pricey, but whoa. And I'll tell you about that in a few minutes too, as we get into the bottle. But you know, and you notice I don't have a glass with me tonight. Glasses are extra. So, oh, they offer me a plastic cup, but come on, I'm not going to, I guess it's kind of a touristy thing to do in your hotel room, use the plastic cup. I've done that. But what I'm going to do is I'm just going to drink it out of the bottle. How about that? So uncouth, so unRick-like, but yes, I do not have my crystal glass with me tonight. And I do not have, well, I have a corkscrew, but I don't need it because this is a little twist-top bottle. And come on, we're just going to keep this light and fun because, well, we're just having a lot of fun here at PodFest. I'll tell you a little bit about it as we go along. And for those who are not into PodFest in general or podcasting, stick around. Stick around. Get in the chat with me. Tell me how you're doing. And this show is not about me. The show is somewhat about the wine. This really is about you and me. So you direct the chats. So I'm just providing filler. That's what I'm doing. And drinking wine. I'll tell you what. Should we open the wine, Tommy? Producer Tommy back there. I'm so glad to have a producer tonight. I really am. that's nice. Okay, so we have this bottle. I could let it just breathe. Maybe I'll just leave it open there for a minute or two. Because I don't have a glass unless somebody could go get me a glass, but I don't think anybody's out there paying attention. We are actually in the Ruby Lake Room. This is the Ruby Lake Room inside the Hilton Orlando. The folks at PodFest, Chris Kremitzos, and the folks there were kind enough to loan me this room for the evening and give me a space to do this live stream. So I want to give Chris a shout out. Thank you, Chris, for doing that, for being so kind and gracious to allow us to have a little bit of time in this room for PodFest and for the bandwidth as well to be able to get this out to everybody. I'm doing this primarily. Yes, I could have taken the night off. I could have said, well, we're not going to stream tonight because we're out of town. But the thing is, I know there are folks watching and that expect me to be here on Saturday night, and I did not give a heads up. I really didn't say, hey, I can't stream this week because we're going to be at PodFest. And I didn't want to, you know, I didn't want to do that. It wouldn't be fair to people to just not show up. And even if nobody else shows up, at least I need to show up because I'm the host. So I have to show up. In any case, the show must go on. And I wanted to make sure that that happened. It's going to be kind of a short show. We're only doing it for about an hour, and I think maybe probably only for about the next 45 minutes because I've used up 15 of it just talking about stuff. But we've got the wine open. I'm going to let it breathe a little bit. Let me tell you a little bit what I found out about this wine. Now, I looked this up online, found it in a few places, and a couple of places that had it. It's actually, I believe it was available at Total Wine. I really couldn't get any pricing on it in too many other places, but I did check Vivino. They gave it 3.7 stars out of 5 stars, which is not bad. Kind of, you know, an average rating, decent. This is for the Wild Horse Pinot Noir 2018. It's a 2018 Pinot. They're saying the median price for this, for the 750 milliliter bottle, mind you, is $15.99. And I think when I was searching around, that's about the right price from what I saw in a couple of other places, Total Wine and places like that. It's, and the reviews are kind of mixed, but there, some people seem to like it. Seems to be rather popular. This is a California Pinot, as far as I know. It's, Central Coast, 2018. That's what it says. California wine. But, once again, this is a little bit mixed. Some people don't like California wine. As a matter of fact, I was talking to a gentleman today, another fellow podcaster, and he said that he does not like California wines. He loves wine. And we were talking about Argentinian wines. We were talking about wines from various countries. And there are wines that he really loved, and I shared that love for some of those wines. But he definitely made a point of saying that I don't like California wines. He said that he finds them a bit too acidic. And in some ways, I kind of tend to agree with him that some of the California wines are fairly high in acidity. And we talked about that a little bit. Also, a lot of those California wines, those are some of the wines where they kind of add more sulfites and things like that. They want to up the alcohol level because a lot of this goes to the U.S. audience. And people in the U.S., they like their wines bold and they like them with a lot of alcohol. You know, 14.5% alcohol or higher, and that is usually the case anyway. I don't like my wines that high because, as I mentioned many times before, I like to taste the wine. I don't want to taste the alcohol. I want to taste the wine. I have more of a European approach to this, you know, where the wine was meant to be enjoyed and savored and drunk, not just... taste the alcohol. If I want to taste something with high alcohol, I'll go get a gin and tonic like my son had last night. His first gin and tonic, by the way. You enjoyed that, didn't you? Yeah, you did. And I gave him a vodka martini. He tried that. You didn't like that. No, you didn't like that at all. I like martinis. But the gin and tonic, you liked that a lot better. He thought that was pretty good. So this wine, is a California wine, so it might be a little bit more acidic than some of the other Pinots. It's quite possible. I have never tried this wine before, by the way, but we are going to try it tonight. I suspect this is going to be fairly highly acidic, just based on my own experience with California wines. Anyway, we're going to up it in that bottle. I'm going to drink straight from the bottle. I'm going to take a sip. I don't have anything to spit it out, and I wouldn't do it anyway because the folks at Hilton probably wouldn't appreciate me doing that on the floor, their carpet. Although there are parts of the carpet, I don't know if you can see it behind me, that probably kind of wine colored. I guess they wouldn't know, would they? I'm not going to do that anyway, okay? All right, this is crazy. I've got, let me check the chats. Actually, before we get started, let's look at the chat. I cannot, to be honest with you, now we're streaming live on Twitch tonight because I've got Twitch up. We are multi-streaming. We're multi-streaming on YouTube as well, just to let you know. We're kind of streaming on Facebook, but via YouTube. I wasn't able to access my Facebook account from here to be able to start a video stream. So Tommy has it set up. He's shared it. Did you share it to the Drink with Rick page?
Yes.
Yeah, it's on the page? Okay, great. So we've got video there, right? We're good. So if you're on the page, I apologize, folks, if I can't see you in the chat. But I do have the chat open on Twitch. My producer, Tommy, you might be able to see the chats. Anybody in the chat on there, just let me know. Okay, so we're good. So this might be a short show after all. How about that? All right, so let me go ahead and give this a little bit of a whiff in the bottle. And not surprisingly, there's a lot of cherry and strawberry in this. Smelling both. Actually, a little more strawberry. Yeah, very much strawberry. All right, let's give it a little bit of a taste, shall we? Tommy was making spitting motions. Almost made me choke. I should have my producer sitting this way so I can't see his... Oh, this is going to be fun. I'm going to have to try that again. I missed a lot of that. The first taste, though, I was definitely getting some strawberry. Yeah, a fair amount of strawberry. Yeah, it's strawberry and oak. It's kind of oaky on this. I'm trying to check chats and everything on a couple of places. Yeah, it is a very oaky. And strawberry, I'm getting a lot more of, but there's a lot of tannin in this wine. It's a fair amount. I mean, it's not a lot, kind of medium tannin, really, but it is somewhat acidic. It really is. I think the first one almost went up my nose, so it kind of seemed like there was more tannin in it. It's not as much tannin in it, okay, because I... when it first went up there, I thought it was a little bit more tannic than it is, but it's not really, it's not too bad. Tannins are not bad at all anyway. They make it sound like having a lot of tannins in the wine is a bad thing. It's not. It's fairly smooth. So not a lot of tannin, but there's a fair amount. I'd say about medium tannin. A lot of strawberry though. And a hint of, I would say it's got some oak in there. I don't know, what do they say here? Yeah, it is earthy. Somebody said it's earthy here, Vivino, and yeah, it does taste a little earthy. Not a lot, but it is fairly acidic. So my friend here from Podfest, another California wine that he probably would not like. Just because the acidity is high, and he made a clear point that he does not like California wines. I said, oh, that is cool. It's good. It's all good. All right. Let me see anything going on in the chats. I think because we didn't give anybody really a heads up, so I'm not expecting the chats to be jumping tonight. As a matter of fact, because we're largely unprepared. National days, we could toast some national days, but I'd have to pull up. Let me see if I can pull up the nationaldaycalendar.com. Once again, I am doing this off the cuff. Let's see, nationaldaycalendar.com. Let me pull it up here. And yes, this is absolutely live. We're doing this. There we go. Normally, I've got everything structured and prepared, but because we're on vacation, we're at Podfest, and it's just off the cuff, I said, you know what? I'm not going to do – I thought about doing show notes, but I said, what am I going to do? I mean, it's the dad jokes. I didn't bring the dad joke book with me. I didn't I really didn't want to do the dad joke stuff tonight because I wanted to do something completely different. I wanted to have a glass with the wine, but I couldn't get one. So much for that. I will say that, what's today, the 28th? 28th for how many more minutes? About an hour and 40 minutes, hour and 38 minutes. Let's toast to National Days. We can do that. We keep that tradition. May 28th is National. Did you know it's National Beef Burger Day today, Tommy? Did you know that? You had steak. Okay, you had a beef steak. I did not have a beef steak. I actually didn't have much of anything to eat today because it's been nonstop back and forth all day. But what I did do is on the way here to set up in this room, I stopped at the Scratch Kitchen, which is where I purchased this bottle of wine, and they had burgers there, so I ordered a burger. To go here and ate it here. So I did have a beef burger for a beef burger day. I had no idea it was beef burger day. I didn't. I just pulled this up just now. Thank you, Marlo. Marlo Anderson, the CEO of NationalDayCalendar.com. I wouldn't have known without you. Marlo, if you're watching now or later or listening now or later, wouldn't have known it without you. I did not know this, but this is the second burger I've had this. No, I take it back. This is the third burger I've had this week because I had one of these the day before yesterday, and then on the way down here, because we drove down here from Charlotte, I had a McDonald's. Yes, I had a McDonald's. It was a single cheeseburger, but I did have one because I could eat it in the car. That's why, you know, I'm driving, eating. I said don't drink and drive. I didn't say don't eat and drive, but that's, you know, sometimes it can't be helped if you're on the road and you know. And sometimes it helps keep you awake. So kind of snack on something while you're driving. As long as you can, you know, do it coherently and you're not distracted. Yes, I did. I did eat and drive. But I did not drink and drive. That's the rule, right? So let's try a little bit more of this wine. Oh, you know what? Let's toast National Beef Burger Day. Tommy, you got anything to toast with? He has something. What do you have there?
Strawberry lemonade.
Strawberry lemonade. Sounds good. All right, let's toast National Beef Burger Day. I'll drink to that. Wow, this is getting to taste more and more strawberry the more I get down to the bottle. Very strawberry and fairly oaky. It is tasting a hint of vanilla in there too now. Maybe this is opening up a little bit. Today, May 28th, is also National Brisket Day. Hey, Tom, it's National Brisket Day. Beef Burger Day and Brisket Day. What did we have the other day, our first day here? We had a brisket sandwich from the same place, the Scratch Market. Which was not cheap. It was gluten free, but it was not cheap. Even the non gluten or the gluten one was not cheap. The burger I had tonight was a gluten burger, but it was I think the burger was $10 plus a dollar tip. Yeah, I had to tip even though that all they did. We're at a resort. What can I say? A dollar tip. They asked me if I wanted to make a $2 tip, and I said, no thanks, just... okay, so National... I don't want to comment, I don't want to go on a rant tonight about that stuff, but we've been having sticker shock ever since we got here. National Brisket Day, I'll drink to National Brisket Day. All right, Tommy's toasting with me. Oh, yeah. Well, what do we have on YouTube?
Chi says hello.
Oh, Chi. My lovely wife, Chi, is on YouTube, and she says hello. Hello right back at you, Chi. I'm sorry I can't see the YouTube comments here, but Tommy can relay them to me, and I appreciate that because this is kind of a rigged-up setup, you know, sort of last minute. You have no idea how how Frankenstein it is. It really is. wires everywhere. Okay, so and May 28th is okay. Get this. It's National Beef Burger Day, National Brisket Day. You know what else today is? May 28th. National Hamburger Day. As it says, National Hamburger. I need to speak with Marlo about that. We've got three. Brisket, I can understand. Beef brisket's a little bit different. But National Beef Burger and National Hamburger Day aren't. I mean, hamburgers are traditionally made out of beef, right? I hope so. None of the. There have been rumors for years about certain fast food restaurants serving things other than beef in their burgers, but that's why you see all these places saying 100% beef. It's pure beef. It's beef. They have to make sure to dispel the rumors and the myths. But, you know, it kind of makes you wonder, like, okay, the harder they try to dispel those, the harder they try to say, you know, to try to play that down, the more it makes you wonder. Because, you know, if you're selling 100% beef, whatever, and you're just going to say it's 100% beef, and that's good. But if you're just reminding everybody every second, it's 100% beef. It's all beef. It's all beef. No, nothing else. It's beef. We promise. That kind of makes you start to think, like, okay, why are they working so hard to convince us about that? Unless, I don't have any of my music here tonight.
Okay.
Anyway, but that was May 28th. How about that? I would do tomorrow, May 29th. I don't think we have anything going on May 29th. Let's see. Tomorrow. Let's see what's happening tomorrow. There are only a couple of things. It's got to be something besides burgers on the. All right. May 29th, which is tomorrow in about, according to my time, Eastern time. I'm on Eastern time. In about an hour, about an hour and a half. May 29th is National 529 Day. Anybody know what National 529 Day is? Well, let's find out. I'm reading this from nationaldaycalendar.com. If I can get it, let's see if I can get it over there. Can we get it over there? It doesn't want to behave. Doesn't want to tell me. Okay, there we go. National 529 Day, May 29th. And then I'm reading this from nationaldaycalendar.com. May 29th is National 529 Day, reminding families and friends that it has never been easier to help save for a child's future. Oh, that 529. The college savings program, yeah. By contributing to a 529 savings plan, you help prepare a child for whatever path they choose. Earnings grow tax-free on the federal level, and in most states, if savings are withdrawn to pay for qualified tuition and other expenses. So, yeah, I mean, having a 529 plan for your kids is a good idea. If you want to plan to send them to college someday, even community college is getting expensive now. So, National 529 Day. I'll drink to that. Sure. Let's drink to that. It's National Cocovan Day. I'll read that one, too. It's come from nationaldaycalendar.com. I'm just pulling all my stuff from thank you, Marlo. If someone who doesn't know what that is, each year on May 29th, National Cocovan Day celebrates a delicious French dish. It's a French braise of chicken cooked with wine, lardons, which is salt pork, mushrooms, and garlic. All right, I'll drink to that. Why not? I don't eat pork-related products, but too much. And by the way, tomorrow is National Paperclip Day. Yes, it's National Paperclip Day. Who knew that paperclips had their very own day? Next thing you know, there'll be a National Stapler Day and a National Thumbtack Day. Well, I think they do have one, don't they? National Paperclip Day. Why not? I've got to drink to something. All right. I think that'll do it for the National Days. Okay. Let's check the chats one more time. Let's see what's going on Twitch. Kind of quiet on Twitch. If you can hear the noise in the background, we have other guests coming in and out of the hotel. We are in a room, but we didn't close the door all the way because I want to have that hotel lobby feel, and that's what we've got here. We've got the hotel lobby feel, and the lobby is right behind us. So we, once again, if you're just joining us, we are live at the Hilton Orlando, Orlando Hilton, in Orlando, Florida, off of International Drive, and we are here for PodFest 2022. So I was going to tell you something a little bit about PodFest and what we've been doing. PodFest is an annual event. Normally, in the past, it's been held in March, but this year they're holding it in May, for the week of May, May 26th through the 29th. And tomorrow is the last day of PodFest, and we'll be heading back to Charlotte at that time. We drove 8 hours from Charlotte down here. Not all at once. We stopped overnight. But on the way back, it's, yeah, we're going to be kind of hightailing it back to get back home in time to go to work next week. But, yeah, it is a little bit of a trip. But well worth it because we had a great time. It's been very tiring, but and nonstop activities going on, but it has been just a great experience. We've met up with a lot of our old podcaster friends, and we've met a lot of new friends, a lot of new podcaster friends. It's been a lot of fun. Done a lot of networking, and a lot of the sessions have been great so far, haven't they? I sat in on a few of them. Tom, you've sat in on a few of them. You know, learned a lot from PodFest this year. It's been an amazing experience, and always is. And this is really, I was talking to a couple of people today, a couple of vendors, and one of the things that was brought up was, you know, this is a very different kind of convention or event. A lot of conventions that they've been to as dealers and even as participants, they've been kind of, I wouldn't say stuffy, but they've been a little more formal, and they've been, you know, people there just saying, hi, how are you, here's my card, goodbye, you know. And the sessions, they've had the sessions where the dealers' rooms are open, you know, after certain periods, after certain sessions are held, and then they're closed again for other sessions. And it's just all very, very regimented, very, very formal. And they were surprised to come here and find that it's really informal. It's just, you know, they got the dealers' rooms open, they got the sessions open, everything's happening all at once, everybody's going everywhere all at once. And it's just very, very, very informal, very laid back, relaxed. And this is because it's part of this, the family atmosphere of this event, where everybody is more, they're not just podcasters getting together, you know, to meet and, you know, learn things at the event. It's more like a family. It really is. And that's one of the things that really attracted Tommy and me to this event. And we, our first PodFest, 2018, right? That was 2018. And excuse me. Up until that time, for years, I had wanted to attend some of these events, but something kind of turned me off to them. When I would see them online, I would see these rows and rows of all these speakers, and you know the headshots of all these speakers, and it kind of gave you that podcasting celebrity kind of thing, and I, it kind of turned me off from it because still podcasting is fairly new, but here we are, all these people, celebrities. I'm not a celebrity hop per se. So it kind of bothered me with it because the whole point of my getting into podcasting was to just everybody, you know, every man kind of stuff, just like drinking wine. I mean, I'm not a sommelier, I'm an every man drinking wine, just a regular person. A regular person being able to podcast and get their voice out there. And I really didn't like the concept of having all of a sudden here's another media where all of these celebrities, you know, where all these people are becoming celebrities or being treated like celebrities. So you have that, all of a sudden you've got these classes again. You've got the classes of here are the celebrities that know everything and are kind of in their own little clique. And then you have everybody else that's just kind of learning or whatever, and they're kind of, you know, the great unwashed of podcasters, right? I didn't like that idea. And some of those, in fact, nearly all of the ones that I saw online for years, they gave me that impression that that's what they were about. That's how it was. So when Tommy and I decided to attend our first PodFest, and then, of course, it was in our hometown, in Orlando. So we said, well, why not? Let's go. Let's try one out. We attended our first PodFest in 2018. We were literally blown away. And it was not just blown away by the event itself, but by the family atmosphere. You know, it was just, you know, we get to this event. Nobody knew us. Well, I knew some of the other OG podcasters because I've been doing it for so long. I knew some of the people that were going to the event. But it wasn't anything stuffy at all. It wasn't a, you know, we, us, they, them, whatever. Everybody was just kind of, hey, how are you doing? Whatever, you know, I'm so-and-so, and let's get together. Let's talk. Let's hang out. We're podcasters. I'll interview you for my show. You can interview me for your show. That kind of thing. It was a very, very informal and a very friendly and just a very welcoming atmosphere. You got that impression, Tommy, right? It was just very, they just welcomed us with open arms. And I wasn't a celebrity. You know, I've been doing it for a while, but I kind of maintained a low profile. There were podcasters there that knew me, but it was not a celebrity status kind of thing. It was just like, you know, just regular people going to the PodFest, and here we are being welcomed as if we were celebrities with open arms, and everybody there was a celebrity. And that just totally blew me away. And we kind of stuck and said, let's go next year. And every year it's been the same thing, more of that. And I love that kind of atmosphere. And Chris Kremitzos, who is he's the founder of PodFest and the organizer, that's the kind of person he is. Very, very warm, very outgoing, very, hey, we're all part of the family, you know, let's you know, do this all together. And there's no pretentiousness, none of that sort of thing. And I think that his own personality of being outgoing and caring and really, really just really nice, I think that has kind of transferred over to the entire PodFest. And I love that whole aspect of it. So once again, to Chris and his wife, Katie Kremitzos, who have been really, really great to all of us here. Here's to you, a special toast to you. Thank you for PodFest. I will drink to that. But people here are great. I can't talk just enough of just how much of a great experience it's been for Tommy and me. I want to have Tommy on over here so he could talk about himself. He's hiding back there with the headset on, smiling at me.
Someone's
got to
be switching.
That's true. That's true. It's nice to say my producer, Tommy, Mr. Producer, Tommy. let's see. We got anything going on in chats? It's quiet out here tonight. And once again, I wasn't really expecting too many people to do this. Now, it would be great to have – I wanted to kind of interview some people at PodFest, some other podcasters here. But here's the thing. Our wine stream, 10 p.m. I have to go on at 10 p.m. live. Tonight, they're having the after party. Yes, I'm missing the after party. I'm usually there in the after party. But they're having the after party, and that's where everybody is. Everybody's at the after party, you know, eating, drinking, and being merry. Dancing, and they've got a live band or something going on in there, and they're just having a great time, and that's great. I'm here with you doing this, which is great too. We've done a few parties here already. It's been a lot of fun, but that's why it's so quiet in here right now. Yeah, we've had folks in and out of the lobby just going back and forth, but a lot of them are going to the party and then or back to their hotel room. We're just in here doing our thing, which is fine. And if you're in the chats, if you're watching now, you can just jump in, and if I can see you, I think Tommy's monitoring. I can monitor the Twitch chat. That's the only one I can see right now. But if anybody's on Facebook, you can jump in. My good friend Ed, And Anthony, who's usually in the chats there too, he's away also. He has been participating in the annual Fringe Festival in Orlando. Right here, Fringe Festival happens in Orlando every year, and it's like a 10-day event, and he's been busy with that. I don't expect I'll hear from him until after Memorial Day, because that's when I think that's when a lot of that wraps up. So he's not here tonight. But I want to give a shout out to Ed as well, and hope you have your great time at the Fringe Festival, Orlando Fringe. I'm sure you're having a blast there as always. Very interesting, very interesting. We can't go to the Fringe Festival because we're here. But everything happening all at once. But Ed, thanks for being there. And hey, I hope you're having a, how do I say it, happy Fringe Festival. Having a great time there. And with that, we've got, you know, I think we're probably just going to wrap it up after about an hour or so. And because I know some folks get in late and they'll pop in, but it's getting late for us. And Tommy and I have been, we've been doing some long hours, some long days here. There's just so much going on here at PodFest in Orlando. I'd say somewhere around the neighborhood of 1,500 attendees here. Lots of sessions. They've had like 12 or 13 rooms open with sessions. They've had a lot of vendors out and about, and a lot of different activities. We got to participate. I tell you, I would have liked to have seen more of the sessions myself, but I was really busy networking with a lot of people and meeting a lot of people that I hadn't seen in a long time, because we had 2 years of COVID, and meeting some new people, but also meeting some people that I have been friends with virtually for 16 years and never actually met them in person. I've talked to them on the phone. I've chatted with them lots of times. We've actually collaborated on certain projects over the years, but never actually met them in person. It was pretty awesome to actually kind of meet up. You know, one of these people, my good friend Jeffrey Powers, if you're watching, I know you're probably traveling on your way back home, but if you're watching, here's a toast to Jeffrey. I'm going to toast Jeffrey. Here's to you, my friend. Tommy's toasting too. he's one of those people. Geekazine, and he and I go way back to Tech Podcast Network, or TPN, back when we both pretty much started doing all that together. And we collaborated on a couple things, a couple projects. And over the years, we've become friends. He's a fun guy. I like Jeffrey a lot. And the thing is that we've never met in person. So I wasn't really expecting to see him here at PodFest. I didn't know he was coming. I don't think he knew I was coming either, but one of the things I did for PodFest for a couple of days was I volunteered, because I wanted to give back some more. Chris has given to us so much. I wanted to give back a little bit. So I volunteered to be on the pod crew, you know, some of the staff, crew staff, for a couple of days. So I did a little bit of that, got to hang out in the VIP lounge and meet and greet people there. And one of the things that I was doing in the VIP lounge is just kind of, you know, going around, make sure everybody's having a good time. And at one point, I was standing there in front of the door, and the door opened wide, and I turned around to look, and it was Jeffrey right there. Now, like I said, I never seen him in person, but we've talked virtually, we've chatted virtually online, video wise, and things like that. So I recognize, and his voice too, because of his podcast. And I recognized him instantly. I looked up, I'm like, "Whoa, Jeffrey!" And he looked at me, and he goes, "Rick." And we didn't expect to see each other there, and it was such an awesome surprise to see him there. That was very, very cool. I really liked that. It was a highlight of that. And he's not the only one. There are a number of other people who I've run into here at PodFest, and I wasn't sure I would see them here, or didn't expect to see them here. And also we just kind of run into each other and like, wow. And for those that I do see here every year, because of 2 years of COVID where we couldn't, the only way we could meet was in a virtual meetup, like on Zoom or something. It was really, really great to be able to see them again and just spend some time catching up. And it was very cool. I'd say that some folks that I really, really enjoyed seeing again, Sean Yesner of Yesner at Law. You know, I've given a couple of his books away on the the podcast in the past, or on Drink with Rick. And also Ed, my good friend, the other Ed. You know, we have the two Eds in there, and Ed Panis. He's in the other Ed, as we call him, here on Drink with Rick. We have the two Eds, Ed Anthony and Ed Panis, and he was there. And I hadn't seen him in ages, but we chatted on Facebook from time to time. But it was great to see him. It was great to see a lot of people here, just been. And I love meeting up with people anyway, and I've met so many new people here. I don't want to give a shout out to some of them, whether they're watching or not. I don't care. It's great. I'm just the fact that I can give them a shout out. I'd like to give a shout out to Carrie. Here's a shout out to you. I'm sure she's probably going to be watching at some point. And I want to give a special shout out to, to Bruce. Yeah, and Bruce, there you go. And a special shout out to my friend Jessica, my new friend Jessica, who I met this year, a really, really sweet person, and interviewed me for her podcast, and I can't wait to hear that interview. That's going to be great. Here's it. It's Jessica. I want to give shout-outs. Boy, I'll go through this wine quick if I'm giving shout-outs to everybody, so I can probably better close it up before I get myself into trouble. Even with this little bottle, the wine, I'll give you a final review on it in a couple of minutes. But I just wanted to say for all those folks who it was great to see them again. Todd Cochran, of course, Rob Greenlee, the other Rob at Libsyn, Rob Walsh. Who I want to say thank you, Rob Walsh, in particular, for assisting me with an issue that I was having with getting some of my stuff downloaded. I think they're still working that out, but he was really, really great about looking into the issue and getting an answer for me to get it resolved. Went above and beyond, spent more time, probably more time than he really wanted to, I'm sure, but more time than I deserved. But I want to say thank you, Rob Walsh. Thank you very much for your time. It did mean a lot to me. I appreciate it. And to everyone else too. Wow. I mean, there's so many people I could shout out and say hi to, and I'd be here all night doing that. But we don't have all night, do we? We don't. A lot of new people that I've met, but I want to say here's to everyone there at PodFest. It's been a great experience, as always. Here's to you. Thank you. Oh, Mike, I don't want to forget Mike Dell. Here's Mike, too. Oh, yeah, and you know, I'm going to be doing this all night. I've got to stop. Tommy's over there going, yeah, oh, man. Alrighty. I'm excited. You can tell that I'm excited. It's just great to be here. And it's just been too long. So I can't wait to come back here next year. Now, I'm not sure if we're going to do it right here at the Hilton next year. I'm not sure where we're going to be exactly next. But wherever it is, I'm sure it's going to be great. It's going to be a good time. Anyway, I think we probably should close it up here. It's getting towards time. Anything else going on in the chat? One last check of the chat, and then we'll give this a final review. And, yeah, this is kind of echoey in here. It's not my usual studio, but it's really nice. I don't have a problem with that. It's nice to just be in here tonight. Nothing going on in the chats? Okay. Well, once again, this is my final review on it. This is Wild Horse. You can get a close-up here. Wild Horse is a 2018 Pinot Noir, 13.5% alcohol by volume, ABV. And this is only a 375 milliliter bottle. Yeah, not the usual 750. Now, this wine is very strawberry, and as it's opened up just a little bit, as much as it can open the bottle, because I didn't have anything to really open it up with, except my hands. And, you know, I'm drinking right out of the bottle, so it's, you know. But very strawberry, very strawberry. Interesting for this Pinot. And it's pretty oaky. There's some tannin, and the tannin actually is coming out more now. It didn't taste that tannic. Well, actually, it tasted very tannic at first, and then it wasn't that tannic at all, and now it's kind of medium tannins. It's kind of balanced. And but, yeah, for those who don't like acidic wines, it is fairly acidic. It is. It's not real super bad. You know, it's okay. It says some people don't like wines with high acidity in it. I can understand that. It is a pretty decent wine. I would say that if it was in a glass, a proper glass, and maybe chilled a little bit and with some food like a burger on Burger Day, this would probably be pretty decent to drink. It's not a bad wine to drink. I wouldn't say it's my favorite Pinot. I've had a lot of Pinot Noirs. There are some that I had that I didn't like it much at all. I've had some that are actually pretty good, some that I really, really like and I keep going back to. This goes for $15.99, I believe, online, what I've seen everywhere that I've looked. Around average price, about $15.99 for bottle. And that's a 750 milliliter bottle. And I tell you, did I tell you what I paid for this? No, I did not. Okay, here's the thing. We are at a resort hotel. So things are going to be a lot more expensive, like a $10 burger plus a tip, which I don't know what the tip was for. Because they just, it was over the counter and it was like fast food, you know. So I don't know what I was tipping. But so it came out to $11 plus a tax, almost 12. Though it still beats that what was that burger we had the other night? It was the brisket burger. That was 18, 20 bucks. Same size burger. It was just a little bit of brisket instead of hamburger. This bottle of wine. Now, keep in mind, a 750 milliliter bottle of wine averaging $15.99. I've got the receipt here. Where did I do with the receipt? I got it. I got to show this receipt. Where is it? Is it in here? Yes, I think it is. Oh, it's right here. This was purchased at the Hilton Orlando. And this was purchased at a place called the Scratch Kitchen, which is right across from us, actually, over there. I can almost stream it. No, I can't. I have to. My neck's not that long. But it's right there. I paid, that was for the cheeseburger. That's the old one. Okay, I'll tell you what I paid for. I paid $26.99. It was 27 something with the tax. $26.99 for a 375 milliliter bottle. This little bottle, I had half of it, which tells you that I really haven't had that much. Because there's not that much in the bottle to begin with. I think we're going to cap it now. I've got to save this. I mean, $26.99 or $27, whatever it was with the tax. This is not, let me be clear, we're in tourist town, so I expect it to be expensive, but this was a little over the top. So as far as price is concerned, this is definitely not a $27 bottle of wine. Okay, this little tiny bottle, this the wine, the value for it, if it's $15.99 on a 750 milliliter bottle, I'd say I would pay about $10 a bottle for it. This is a Pinot Noir that probably is on par with maybe one of the collections in Target, like what I originally reviewed on the show. And that was $10 a bottle. This Pinot, I think, is more like a $10 to $11 bottle of wine. $15, it's kind of stretching. I don't know if I'd buy this for $15 or $15.99, whatever it is, online. But $27, no, I wouldn't buy another bottle of it at $27. That was outrageous, too much. Not for this wine. Now, if it was a really, really nice Pinot, maybe, but not this. So don't buy, here's the rule of thumb. I would say this is a decent wine. You can buy it, go online, buy it, or buy it at Total Wine or wherever they sell it. But please do not buy this wine at a resort hotel. I don't know, there may be situations where you may not have a choice if that's all they've got, and you really want to drink some wine in your hotel room. But, you know, you just got to keep in mind that you're paying a lot more for it than it's really worth. And that's my final review. All right, I guess we're going to go ahead and pack it up, and we're getting on towards 11 o'clock here. We're on time, aren't we, Tommy? Yeah, I'd say so. All right, last check for the chats, and it looks like we're kind of clear in the chats. Once again, folks, I apologize if you're on some of the venues that I can't see you on in the chat. I apologize for that. I can't see all the chats here. Tommy's helping me monitor them on Facebook, and I can see them on Twitch. But I want to, of those who are watching passively, not necessarily chatting, but watching passively, which I know some of you are, as some of you do, I want to thank you for being here with me tonight. I really, really appreciate it. And I appreciate each and every one of you. I do want to stress that please do not drink and drive. Drink in the comfort of your home, your apartment, your hotel room, your dwelling, wherever it is. Do not drink and drive. Do not text and drive. That's dangerous too. Please don't do that. I actually had Roadkill Bill with me, but I didn't bring him out. Much to Tommy's delight, shaking his head, no, don't bring on Roadkill Bill, but he's here. He's here with us. Please don't drink and drive. Please don't text and drive. Call an Uber, call a Lyft, call a cab, call a friend, or just stay put. It's not worth it. And you know, think of those around you as well as yourselves, because I want you to have a great week. But most of all, I want you to have a safe week. So you can join me here next week at our usual time and usual place on the Saturday Night Wine Stream, and we can all get together and drink with Rick. Good night.